Thoughts on creativity in nature photography. This is the Wild Eye Podcast. Hey everybody, my name is Jerry, I'm from Wild Eye, and this episode is on the back of a conversation I had with one of my clients this morning. And we ended up speaking about creativity and being critical of your own work and growth as a photographer and a whole bunch of stuff like that. And at some stage, Mary said to me, when she looks back at her original images, when she just started getting into wildlife photography, she likes those images more. And she feels she hasn't really done anything good since then. How many of you can relate to that? I know I can. Because looking back at my initial images, I'm like, yo, it's actually not bad for when I started. That took us on a conversation that revolved around websites and social media and competitions and how to move past imposter syndrome as a photographer. And I wanted to just randomly share some thoughts here on photography because I think it's something that all of us struggle with at some time. Now, I'm willing to bet that if you look at the photographer you admire most or the photographers you admire most, every single one of them will have suffered from imposter syndrome at some time. Every single one of them will go through phases where it just doesn't feel like anything's working, right? So let's go back. Think back to me of when you just started wildlife photography. Not like the first 3 days, but once you get your first camera and you kind of start taking it seriously, that phase of your photography, right? Look at the images. There are still pretty good stuff in there. Here's the thing. At that stage, as a new photographer, you were not creating towards a standard. I'm going to say it again. You were not creating towards or against a standard. You were just freely shooting and trying things. More than that, I think you were more emotionally invested back then because this is new, this is exciting. Like the Cat Stevens song, "The First Cut is the Deepest." Yeah, same thing. Those first safaris, your first images will always have a special place, your first love. Yeah, but at that stage of the journey, you were not creating against a standard. What does that mean? If you are entering competitions, right, you have to create according to a standard. If you want to print something, you have self-imposed standards of this is good and that's not good. You're creating against that. If you are, even if you're creating for Instagram or social media, you have an idea of what something should be and you're creating against that standard. Creativity is not allowed or is not meant, rather, to be deployed against a standard. I've said this many times in the past, but competing at photography is like competing at yoga. Who wins, right? Who decides? Who does the best downward-facing dog? I don't know much about that, so I hope that is still a thing. The idea, though, is if you look back at your images, how you shot then, we should all try and shoot like that without any expectations. A couple of episodes ago, I spoke about delayed gratification and how a lot of people miss the emotional connection that we should have with our photography because the moment they make an image out in the field, they chimp, they look down. Yeah? So how do we do this? How do we move past creating against a standard? The first thing I think is you need to be comfortable with where you are in your photographic journey. Now, there's a principle called the gap and the gain. And as photographers, this is huge. So imagine a timeline for me. On the one side is your past when you started shooting. In the middle is the current, the now. And in the future is the ideal. Now, most of us, most of you listening, are probably sitting between now and the ideal on that timeline. That's called the gap. Now, if you sit in that gap, right, you are working and shooting against expectations that you've put on yourself that you want in the future, i.e., you want to be a better photographer, you want to win a competition, you want to sell a print, you want to have an exhibition. That's all in the future. So you can't measure that. You can't quantify it for your creative mind and say, listen, this is what I'm expecting to happen, but let's be happy and let's shoot for that. It's an unknown, right? The distance now, so that's the distance between now and the ideal. If you look at the distance between now and the past, that is very much quantifiable. You can put numbers, if you will, or you can have images that shows you how much you have grown. So from a pure straight out mindset point of view, If you sit in the gain, that's the gain, right? The gain is the area between the past and your current. That's where the data is for you to make you understand how much better you have become since starting this journey. The gap is the area between where you are currently and whatever ideals you've placed on yourself. In the gap, you will only see the negative. You will only see how you're not there yet. You will see how you haven't sold a print yet, how you haven't won a competition yet. And that is not good for the creative voice. If, however, you sit in the gain, which is the area between the past and the current, there you motivate. You say, listen, look at what you created back then. Look how you've grown. You now understand this. You only had 10 followers. Now you have 100. There's data that you can quantify for the creative mind and say, listen, you are not that shit. You're actually not bad. If we can take that mindset out into the field, that's where I believe we're going to win. So over the last couple of months, maybe a year, there's quite a few people who I've traveled with who have had exhibitions or they started doing presentations, they've created websites. And here's my concern, is the moment we start doing things like that, we have this self-imposed pressure that we put on ourselves. I have now run an exhibition. What am I going to do next? Because I can't go backwards. I cannot go backwards. I have to go forwards. And now your focus shifts away from the current towards the future ideal of whatever you think it should be, and you lost in the gap. The creative voice doesn't like that. It's a very difficult thing to step back from it, though, because we are photographers by default. We do like feedback. We'd like to hear you're good. We like to have people coming to our exhibitions and to purchase our prints or whatever the case might be. But living in the gap, living in that area between now and the future, creatively, you are shooting yourself in the foot. Creativity works best when it's free, not against a standard. You can't force someone to do something creative and expect their best work. It has to be free. Right? There's this story of an Olympic skater, and I can't remember the name, but he was a sure win for the Olympics, right? And he's had X amount of medals, and he was at his last Olympics, and he blew the competition for his event, and he didn't even medal. He had one event left on that Olympics, which would be his last ever event at the Olympics, but it wasn't his strength. So what happened is sat down and realized, you know what? There's nothing else. I've got no expectations for this next one. I'm just going to go out there and have fun. Why? Because the gain, the past shows me that I've proven everything I have to. The past has shown me that I am good at what I do. The past has shown me that people do like me for a person and all of those kind of good things. Went out and won the event. Because the event, winning the event wasn't the focus. It's an interesting dynamic. But again, creativity does not work when you create against a standard. You're not going to get the best out of yourself. So, and the whole idea, let's talk beginner's luck. What is beginner's luck? That is just someone shooting freely and not caring about the result. Or they do care, but they don't care as deeply and passionately as someone who's done it for a while, who have made themselves believe that they have to be better than what they are because I've had an exhibition. It's an interesting thing. It's a very interesting thing. During this conversation this morning with Mary, which I loved, it was a great conversation, she also then mentioned a couple of things. Is during some of her last photographic trips, and I wrote these down as we spoke, that she mentioned that was worth it was common bonds, profound experiences, connections, breaking boundaries. That's what made the trips worthwhile, right? It wasn't shutter speed, aperture, Lightroom, Photoshop. Those were the words she used. And this is also something is, and I mentioned this, I think, two episodes ago as well, is if the perfect shot makes you happy, then your photographic journey, your creative journey is the pursuit of happiness, the pursuit of the perfect shot, right? I think if you change that sentence, the pursuit of happiness, to the happiness of the pursuit, and you enjoy the process, I believe you're going to get better images, because in that instance, you don't have this end goal that has been quantified and this is what it looks like to create a good image. Your creative voice is going to pull back. Rather, when you do the happiness of the pursuit, it's the whole journey. It's enjoying, it's looking, it's trying things. It's an interesting one. Interesting one. Creativity does not like to create against a standard. So whether it's self-imposed or you're shooting for something, think about that. I think also that's why it's so difficult to shoot for someone else on assignment, because you have a definite standard. I take my hat off to people who can create the things that they do in an assignment for someone else and still pull it off. That really is something. Anyway, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Have you struggled with this? Are you at a space where you think, oh, I just don't know how to grow. I don't know how to level up, right? But remember, whenever you are ready to level up, you are moving to the next level of competition. You're not seen, or you don't see yourself as an amateur. You're now an enthusiast, then a pretty good photographer, then a professional, right? But whenever things get difficult, it means you are leveling up. And with that comes discomfort, that comes change. And that's when imposter syndrome comes in. But that's a whole different discussion. Anyway, let me know your thoughts. Have you gotten stuck? Do you feel that some of your early work is better? Do you feel that you're always comparing to a future ideal, which means you're in the gap? Or do you find it easy and possible to look at where you are, look back, see how far you've come, and create from there? Because I promise you there's a difference. Let me know, jerry@wildeye.com or Jerry Finnevold on all the social media platforms. I'd love to hear from you. I love these kind of discussions. As always, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for lending me your ears. And if you wouldn't mind taking a few seconds and subscribe to our channel, leave us a thumbs up if you enjoy the show. And then I will chat to you in the next episode. My name is Jerry. I'm from Wild Eye. Bye for now.